This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Well, hello there. It's Gary and Chelsea with you. Here we have episode 2, Chels.
So exciting. We're back and with a bang again.
Oh, a bang?
Yeah.
What's the bang? Okay.
That's the best
there
I could
it
do.
Is. There's the bang. We're back with it. We told you we would be. Okay, coming up on this Soar Away episode, we've got to talk about, your love life in a way. Didn't work out well in the gym.
It didn't. It took a dramatic turn, to say the least.
Yeah. We have got what?
I do have some special skills that are redeeming factors.
Well, I was just going to say, I was trying to think of upsides. You are filling out a form to be on the telly, and there's always a special skills box on all CVs usually to fill out. We got your inspiration. The people of Kent inspired
us. We did.
So
they did well. I've poached all of your ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We also got excuses for being late from you guys. Was that something you started?
It's always me that starts these.
Okay, so
not that I'm ever late to the breakfast show.
No, you haven't
been.
No,
I haven't yet. I'm doing well.
Yeah, a month in and we're there. Late excuses. This could be handy for you if you're a person that's often late. Definitely need to keep listening to the rest of the podcast. That and today years old, teeth, and much, much more. Stand by. Here we go.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
One thing I've realised doing this breakfast show is that you become what I like to call a master creeper.
Oh.
Because it's so early, you don't want to wake anyone up.
Oh yeah,
really
we do have to get up in the middle of the night. Yeah.
And it's got me thinking, because my poor housemates know I am not a master of silence or creeping in any shape or form.
Oh dear.
Because one time I got in early hours of the morning, forgot my keys, as you do, and had to improvise.
Right.
And I thought I was being clever, trying to climb through my bedroom window because I lived in the bottom one.
Right.
But it only opens slightly. It's got one of those locks in it. It doesn't go all the way up.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Muggins over here gets stuck. And at 6 a.m, they had to margarine me so I could slide through.
Full-blown
margarine on the back. Come on, we'll push you through.
Did it work? Did margarine work?
With a bit of bruising, scrapage, knocking over my flower pot, I got in.
Wow, margarine.
Margarine, honestly, that is not. I don't ever want that on me again.
Who knew that margarine could come in so handy? How much of a tub did they have to use?
I feel like quite a substantial amount. And it was summer, so it was naturally quite melty in the back. It's like an unappreciated
oil. Did they rub
it
in or did they use a knife, like proper etiquette?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I was today years old when I learned that...
Marie said she learned today years old when she learned that bananas are a berry.
Oh, yeah.
Bananas
are a berry. How about that?
Odd. Didn't know that one.
Sean Elliott in Chatham says, when I realised... a Dalmatian was an actual real breed of dog and not a fictional Disney one. I've never seen a real Dalmatian up till now and I'm 28.
Oh,
thank you, Sean.
Babe, we love that. That's made my day.
Yeah, it's kind of.
This is Heather. I didn't realise until a few years back that Mario and Luigi are brothers. I did wonder why the name was Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, Heather. Samantha Richards says, last Thursday years old when I found out about Happy Meal boxes. What about them? Everyone's now thinking.
Oh.
That the bottom part is perforated and comes off to become a tray for your food.
No. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
And Charlie from Cranbrook was today years old when they realised flip-flops were not invented by a French man called Philippe Fallop. I've never heard that.
No.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
11 times a day you will smile on average. I feel like most of us are doing more than that, aren't
11.
We?
11. Blimey, I do that by 6 a.m. My default setting is like teeth.
Oh, here she comes. Here comes Nashers. Here she is. I think, we've done hour 11 already on this show.
Look at that.
If only our listeners had.
No, this but you is will. What happens when you work with someone that's fun.
Yeah, that's right. And Lucy Hickmott, let me tell you, everyone, what a gal. So, 10 things that make you smile. Let's just do top five. Finding a fiver that you didn't know was there, maybe down the back of the sofa, in your pocket,
that.
In a bag somewhere.
Love
that.
Get
a discount when you get to the till you weren't expecting. Looking back at old photographs, maybe that's just rolling through your phone now.
That's quite nice.
Get a compliment from a stranger.
Yeah, I love that.
Not on your way to work at like 5
when you're
o'clock
in the
rush, morning.
No, it's like, please leave me be.
Anyone talking to you at 5 o'clock in the morning is a warning. sunny weather, though. That is the number one thing that makes us smile.
Yeah. All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I went to the gym the other day, did that atrocious task that I had to bribe myself into going. I really have to drag myself to make myself run. It's not an enjoyable experience, but I go because it's good for you. It's like your broccoli. And what better bribe than an absolute hunk on the treadmill next to you? So I was like, I'm going to get on the wall next to him because he's quite nice and I'll stand on him. You know, it's lonely out here.
Yeah.
You got to have the small wins.
Yeah.
So I get on this treadmill.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm like Bambi on ice when I run and it's not great. And he's running quite fast.
Oh.
And I'm more of a like... A jogger.
Right.
But the competitive only child in me was like, pick up the pace, pick up. You need to look like you actually can do fitness.
Yeah.
And that you've been in a gym before.
Yeah.
So I start picking up my pace. And you know when a toddler is like running and the torso is like back where they've just come from, but their legs are still going.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, like their torso just can't keep up with their legs. And I just couldn't keep up with my legs. And the next thing I know, I face plant onto the treadmill.
Yes.
On all fours.
I mean, no.
And then I lock into the position because I was so shocked that I'd stacked it and get catapulted across the gym in all fours. And then I'm just lay on the floor like, do I laugh? Do I cry? I can't look up.
Oh,
but the best thing is the hunk next to me found it so hilarious that he then fell off his treadmill and also got catapulted.
There you go. And this is like your life. If you're going down, you're taking people down with you. That's what I love about that. Oh, great. So did it break the ice? Have you got his number?
I didn't get his number. We're just in hysterical giggles.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Florence from Canterbury messaged in and said, a guy at work caught me in the kitchen when I was walking to the loos to say hi. I got so nervous, I jumped, walked smack into a wall, and then when I tried to laugh it off, it came out like a pitchy hyena.
Oh no, bruised and squeaking.
I know exactly the feeling. It's when it's so high up in your larynx, you're like... And then Stacey from Deal tops that. She said, I once went on a date and called the guy the wrong name for the entire time and he was too polite to correct me. So you then have to go home, realise this, and then know that he didn't do anything about it.
And never come out of your house again.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
So this is everyday thing that I can't do. And I had to do it in public the other day and I physically had to ask for assistance, which is what makes it more mortifying.
So this is something everyone else has no problems with, yeah?
Yeah, no problem. Right. They'll do it day by day, but like no issues.
And you did it in public?
I had to do it in public. I had no
choice.
You had
to?
Yes.
It's desperate.
It was desperate times because I was in the changing room of Zara.
Okay.
Trying on some boots.
This is the shop, not some random woman.
No. I'm horrendous. Basically, I can't put shoes on.
What?
I can't get them on.
What do you mean you can't get
specifically
shoes on?
Boots, and I have a love for boots, so it's a curse. I curse myself with it because I just can't get my foot in it.
Well,
and it takes me
the boots
hours.
That you're buying are too small, clearly. Just buy a bigger one and put them on.
They could be moon shoes and I still wouldn't be able to get them on my foot. No, I have to stand, wiggle, see, and in the end I was like, I really want these boots, I need to ask for help. And then I got them on with help of this poor person in Zara, but then I couldn't get them off. And it was just this whole ordeal. I was sweating. I've gone bright red out of mortification because I just cannot. And it's any shoe, any type of shoe. A trainer, can't get on. Boot, can't get on. I don't know if I've got morphed feet. I'd be a horrendous Cinderella, quite frankly.
Well, yeah, they'd never get
well,
the glass
Well, he'd come with the shoe
on.
And even if it was my size, I wouldn't be able to get it on. It'd take me an hour.
What's wrong with your feet then?
I don't know. Maybe I've got a high arch or something.
Oh.
But I just can't. It doesn't, you know, all those adverts where it delicately slides in.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I can't with these hobbit feet. It's you not happening.
Your big hobbit feet. Crikey. Hairy little gnarled little things.
They're not gnarly.
No. Okay.
They're just hobbity.
All right. Well, look, simple things you can't do.
Simple things you can't do. Well, Claire Southern from Queenborough said, this isn't me. She's outing her husband here.
Oh, well, that's
Chris.
Not on. Actually, it's fine.
This
We're
is
all
the behaviour we need.
Chris,
she said
yeah.
he can't make a cup of tea to save his life. And it's pretty much his favourite hot drink, and it always tastes awful. I think this is a ploy, but I've never been able to prove it.
Yeah.
I think people do that.
I'm 100%. Chris is like, oh, no, you know how I like it. You know I can't make it.
I'm so bad at it.
I'll sit here watching Bargain Hunt while you pop the kettle on again. That's what it'll
be. It's smart, really.
It is, yeah.
Another person outing their husband is Lisa from Tenham.
What is wrong with... Leave husbands alone!
Apparently husbands can't do things. Anthony can't click his fingers.
Oh!
We've established we can.
Not at the same time, obviously.
Oh, no.
One, two, three, four.
There we go.
Who is it can't click?
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony.
Anthony. If you keep listening...
Yeah.
And keep going. Yeah. Eventually, if you get sweaty enough palms
everyone.
From the stress, you'll be able to click.
We're here to help. It's like therapy.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
People say they love it or they hate it. We talk about Marmite. There's no getting around it.
Okay, full first things first. Do you love or you hate it?
Love.
I love.
Okay,
firm
well,
love.
We are like criminals in that case because criminals love it as well. Prisoners love it because... They brew it up because it's full of yeast.
Yeah.
And make illicit booze out of it whilst in prison.
That's genius,
now,
actually.
The prison service are having a £125 million crackdown. And they found, with cell searches, body scanners, testing and specialist sniffer dogs, people making booze. Now,
did they need that to sniff out the Marmite, really?
What are you doing with all those jars, pipes? And what's that gurgling noise? Nothing. Nothing.
It's my belly.
Yeah, it's just my belly. I'm a bit hungry. Can't wait for my next plate of gruel. Okay, carry on as you were. As you were, son.
I can just imagine someone building a fortress of Marmite jars.
What's that? Nothing. Sounds like illegal booze. Nah, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Just got a dairy allergy.
Yeah, dairy allergy. It's my tummy playing up. So anyway... that's what they're doing. They're turning Marmite back into booze somehow.
That's quite clever, though. You've got to give it to them.
But the thing is, Marmite is made from the brewing process. It's the leftover sludge that they get after they've already brewed stuff.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
So, really...
That's not going to taste good, is it?
Well, no. It's just... But it's like...
It's like a recycling.
Yeah, exactly. It's the circle of yeast.
Live.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
Now, I've been putting it off. My big brother application. It's a serious business.
Have you still not done it?
Still not done it. Because I'm stuck. I'm stuck on... And everyone's been helping, which I've really appreciated.
Yeah, thanks,
my other
guys. You've been helping out Chelsea because she wants to go on Big Brother.
Really wanted it. So the other questions are top point. But now I'm stuck on the special skills section.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's a difficult question,
why.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've got a few examples.
Mm.
So I can balance on my head.
That is good.
Which
that'd make good telly.
That exactly. I think that's fun. There's challenges. You could balance stuff on me whilst I balance on my head.
That's like a giant Jenga.
Yeah.
I love it.
What was that game with the donkey where it would like kick stuff
Buckaroo.
Off? Buckaroo. Buckaroo. But I'm on my head. Genius.
Chelsea Buckaroo.
Chuckaroo.
Chuckaroo. This is it.
I can also quote the entirety of Shrek.
I have heard you doing that in sections. I'm not going to... Just give us a line now just to prove that.
You better get some Tic Tacs, fool, because your breath stinks.
Your breath stinks.
That's donkey.
I love that.
However,
I
feel
donkey.
Like I'm lacking in diversity of my special skills.
Okay, yeah, they
They're
might
quite
not do it for
niche.
You.
Niche. So I might need some inspiration from people of Kent. So what are your special skills?
Oh, right, yeah.
Is what I want to know. And Tina must have taken the same initiative I did because she is from Birchington and she asked her son to help her with her special skills a few years ago. And she said it's a good job she checked it because he put moonwalking, drinking wine and swears a lot.
Honestly, it's the best policy, Tina.
We love it, Tina.
Hello to Lucy Little. Any relation?
Oh, Lucy! I need to meet you.
Another of the Little
Another
clan.
Little.
We should have a little get... Anyway, it's nothing. Canterbury, she's in. She said, my special skill is that I can snore louder than my husband.
That's impressive. We've got Ross. He says he has a long tongue and can breathe out of his ears.
Wow.
I'm now trying to do that.
I can breathe out my
ears,
I think.
Can you breathe out your ears?
I think I can. I haven't got a long tongue, though.
No, me either. Maybe and I can't helps. Do that. You know when people twist it into weird shapes?
I can't do that one. Yeah, I know. You know, good then. Pete in Tunbridge Wells says, this is actually on my CV, fire juggling whilst fire walking.
Double whammy.
Double whammy.
Blimey, you
do
need to go on Big Brother.
Try that at home, children.
Do not try it. We've got Alison Parry who said she can reverse a boat and a trailer. Well, that's good because I can't even reverse my car.
No. Forward parking only. With Alison, great skill. Hello, Dean Heathfield in Gillingham who says, my special skills, being able not to care without feeling bad about it.
That's my life goal.
Yeah, really. Have you thought about a job in government?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I was late to class the once because my student house was very old and when I shut the front door, it fell off. I couldn't leave because there's no door. Fell clean off into the house.
Wow, that's great. I think, are you not a star of a sitcom?
I think I am.
Am I an extra in this show?
You're being filmed right now.
I think I must be. Okay, look, so have you had a really good excuse not to go to work or maybe school or college?
Yeah.
And it sounded utterly fake, like I haven't got a front door. I can't come in today.
But Zaina's helping me out.
Hi, Zaina.
She said, it's not mine, but a nurse phoned into the ward I worked on and said she couldn't come in because she was defrosting a chicken and her cat might eat it.
That is excellent.
Cats cannot be trusted.
With frozen foodstuffs.
Vicky's really made me laugh.
Hi, Vic.
She messaged in and said, I'm stuck in a herd of cows whilst on my moped.
Cows can be dangerous. You've got to be careful with cows. I can believe that in the country roads around here.
Yeah.
You're
if
not
they
getting
surround
through.
you're part of the herd now.
You don't realise how big a cow is until it's right up close.
That's true, actually. I never tend to go close to them.
No, I mean, careful. They're very alluring with their big eyelashes.
Out.
But, you know, I believe that.
I also found out you don't get lady and man. You just get lady cows. There's not lady and man cows.
No. That's right.
Sarah also messaged him.
She grew up in the city.
It's in the morning. I'm allowed. Sarah messaged him. I'm trying to disguise myself here. She shut herself in the back of the van that she drives around to pick up dogs in. The dogs were so confused as to why I was sat with them.
Oh, she's there with the dogs.
It took 20 minutes for a passerby to let her out.
Oh, it wouldn't be so bad, but the only way she could think of was getting out was barking and scratching.
And then Chris, he's serving the best one because he was late back from a lunch break as he was locked in his car on the company car park. So he was literally sat outside his work, unable to get into work.
He could see Dawn at the photocopier. He could do nothing about it.
Nothing.
Nothing, I tell you. I was trapped. How did he get out? Do we know?
His boss had a good laugh because he had to get him out.
That's the main thing.
To free
as
him.
Long as the boss has yet another thing to hold over you, that's the important thing.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Hello, Katie, whose pig went missing.
You must warn me. You must warn me if you're going to say something like that. You can't just come on the radio and do that. And then snort as well, sounding like a pig.
She had to go look for him.
Right.
And she found him swimming in the stream.
Okay.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Mundane purchases. It'd be boring even to other people, something that you've bought, but to you, excitement galore and maybe even a game changer, life changer. Who knows?
I was really excited about a lemon squeezer.
You really were.
Nicola has just raised the bar from Folkestone. Yeah. There's a new Pink Hetty Hoover.
Ah, yes, that's the Henry's sister.
It's cordless. This has changed everything.
Let that sink in. Nicola in Folkestone.
A cordless
living somewhere in the future there. Wow.
I mean, the rest of us may as well just go home at this point.
May as well.
A cordless Hetty. We've also got Jill Boswell, who said new washing up sponges.
Oh,
game
great.
Changer. I do love a fresh pack of sponges.
Do you know, well, you know when you've got a, you know you've got the double-sided ones, which is like the scourer side.
Yes.
And the other, and the sponge side. When the scourer's just gone to knobbly bubbles.
It gives up, doesn't it?
Doesn't
knobbly
bubbles. Just doesn't, it doesn't scour
doesn't
anymore.
Doesn't scour anymore. It
you
cowers.
You get a new packet. Very good.
Cowers, not scours.
It's... Oh, it's what, Jill? We're sharing your joy this morning. Thank you for sharing it with us.
And Alison said, a new tin opener.
Oh.
It's so smooth and cuts like a dream. I get sad that most of my tins are ring pulls.
Oh, Alison.
Nothing worse than a ring pull.
You can still use your tin opener. Just ignore it. Just because they're suggesting ring pulls. Don't let them beat you down, Alison. Make a stand this day. Who's with me, people of Kent? We shall not be forced to ring pull. Just because there's a ring pull on the can, we shall use our tin openers with gusto and verve.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.